From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to a nation that's been a focus, often a negative one, in his drive to secure jobs at home. Trade will top the agenda in his meeting with the president of China, Xi Jinping. But so will North Korea. Officials at the White House say the president intends to press China to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. The president and First Lady Melania Trump started their visit to the Chinese capital with a stop at Beijing's Forbidden City. In addition to the North Korea nuclear crisis, the president will also press his Chinese hosts on that nation's massive trade surplus with the United States. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet later this week at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum that begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. The Kremlin said Trump and Putin may hold a, quote, more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has been set. The Trump administration announced it is implementing changes that will, quote, channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island will now have to travel with organized tour groups operated by American companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. Trump first announced his Cuba policy on June 16th, but the Treasury Department is exempting trips that were booked before then. The new rules take effect Thursday. They're a partial rollback of President Obama's restoration of diplomatic relations with Cuba.